This is the Mike McFeely Show on Live Local First, 790 KFGO and KFGO.com.
And a very happy Black Friday to everybody listening. Thousands of people listening to the mighty 790 KFGO right now. This is the Mike McFeely Show on this Friday afternoon. And yes, I have thankfully recovered from my semi-turkey coma. I didn't really get all that much after it yesterday, Pinto. I'm a little disappointed in myself that I did the whole meal and I did all that stuff. And I just kind of had like one nice meal and then just kind of snacked from here on out. And it just wasn't that big of a... I didn't get myself in a turkey coma, is what I'm saying.
You snacked, and that's half the battle because you got to push through that initial pain. And then when you get to 5 o'clock, go, oh, I already had enough turkey and potatoes. You got to go, but I think a second helping's going to be okay.
And you did that. I was in the refrigerator at like 11 o'clock at night, and I was back in the refrigerator at 7 o'clock this morning. By the way, having green bean casserole and wild rice for breakfast this morning. So there you go. It was no coma, but it wasn't exactly a non-Thanksgiving either. So it was pretty good.
It was nice.
Folks, welcome, as I said, to the Friday edition of the Mike McFeely Show on the mighty 790 KFGO. We'll have plenty of time to talk about all kinds of things Thanksgiving and Black Friday related, but I want to get to our first guest of the program. He is Lieutenant Joel Vettel of the Fargo Police Department, and I wanted Joel on today to talk about what appears to be a rash of convenience store robberies in the city of Fargo. Lieutenant Vettel, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
So what happened? This morning there was a robbery at another convenience store. Give us the lowdown here. Give us the breakdown of what's happening.
Well, this morning, approximately 4 a.m., officers responded to a call of an alarm that actually was triggered by the clerk inside the store at a Senex store located at 2500 block of 25th Street. When officers arrived, the clerk did notify them that an individual had entered the store. He did have a handgun. He demanded money. The clerk, doing the right thing, turned over the cash, a very small amount of cash, to the individual, and then that individual fled on foot. When officers arrived, they certainly set up a perimeter around the area. They attempted to utilize a canine. The canine did follow a track for a couple of blocks, but ultimately lost the scent, and we are following up a couple of leads in reference to this one. And then also the previous night, approximately at the same time, a stop-and-go store was hit in very similar fashion, a lot of similarities between the two cases, and that one was hit the day before, and again, we're following up some leads on that one also. So, again, it's pretty early in the investigation for both of them, but we are certainly finding some things that are similar in nature between the two cases, and certainly that's a possibility as we move forward with the investigation.
Is there a rash of convenience store robberies in Fargo? I know that these two seem to be related, but there does seem to be a number of them in the news over the past several months for sure, Lieutenant Vettel. And people I'm talking with just around town, just, you know, hearsay, this type of stuff, people are saying, man, there's a lot of these things going on. Is that the case, or statistically, does that not bear out?
Well, statistically, probably not. And unfortunately, we get these situations where we have kind of what feels like a series of them, and oftentimes we find that they're connected by the suspects themselves. On average, in the course of the last 5 years, on average, we have about 11 armed robberies per year in the city of Fargo. And this year, as kind of in the same line, we've had currently 9 of those. So we're on pace to probably be about up on average as for the last 5 years, right around that 11 number. And so we hope, and then we certainly have been very successful in solving a vast number of these types of events in our city. And that's not just a reflection of the police department, it's certainly a reflection of the community, because oftentimes those tips do come from the community, and we're often able to put these people in jail, and ultimately those types of events stop. And so, again, we're very early in the investigation. These two events over the last 2 days certainly are cause for concern, but certainly not cause for alarm.
Well, and I wanted to go down the road that you already went down, Lieutenant Vettel, because we often hear about the robbery or the crime at the front end, but we don't often hear about the resolution of it. And that is more, I think, on we the media than it is on the police department. But go back to the point you made about the vast majority of these are solved. Do you have statistics there? Can you give us numbers there that say, you know what, there may be a run of these things once in a while, but in the end, we capture the people doing them?
Well, on average, and we don't want to get into specifics just because I don't want to give you bad numbers, but on average, our success rate in solving these are well over 20 to 30% higher than the national average. And not saying other places are bad, but we certainly have been very successful in solving these types of events. And I think it's, again, a reflection of what we do at the police department. But more importantly, I think it's a reflection of the community, and people are more than willing to get involved. We get a number of tips from the community. And so when we talk about the solvability of these types of crimes, even though they seem to be very difficult to solve, and they sometimes are, especially when somebody's wearing masks and wearing gloves, we tend to find ourselves in a position, usually maybe not immediately after the event, but usually within the next week or two, following up some pretty solid leads, and ultimately we're able to solve those crimes. And we believe this will be the same case in this instance.
Fargo Police Lieutenant Joel Vettel, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show, talking about the convenience store robberies recently in Fargo. Does the Fargo Police Department work with stores, convenience stores, owners of them, to inform the employees how to handle these situations? Is that a collaborative effort? Because one question I always get is, boy, if that ever happened to you and you were in a convenience store and it was being robbed, what would you do? And I always say I'd give them the money. I would not even think about it. I'd hand over the money and say, there you go, have a good day. Is that the protocol that employees are told to follow, as far as you know, Lieutenant Vettel?
Certainly. We always tell people there's no life that is worth giving up yourself and your safety for any amount of money is just the wrong thing to do. To look at it, I know some people try to the bravado, and sometimes male ego gets in the way and say, "There, I'm going to jump to and grab the guy and throw him onto the ground." And again, at the end of the day, is your safety of your life really worth a couple hundred dollars? And I think people would have a hard time articulating that that's the case. So we always tell people, give them what they want. If they're not after you, if they're not trying to harm you, if they just want cash, they just want property, give it up and let them have it. Because again, most of the time we're able to solve these, catch these individuals and put them in jail. And the last thing we want to do is take something as serious as a armed robbery, and then all of a sudden we're investigating a homicide. And that's the last thing we want to do, and that's the last thing message we want to send to the merchants out there. And they have been very cooperative. We work hand in glove with many of our merchants to really discuss these issues. Our beat officers are responsible for having a very day-to-day contact with each of them and trying to make sure that they're working really well with them to try to prevent these types of crimes happening.
Thank you, sir. I'll let you get back to you, whatever you're doing on, I think was what your day off was. So I apologize for getting a hold of you, but have a great Black Friday, Joel, and we'll talk again, okay?
Well, I always appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
Yep, you bet. Lieutenant Joel Vettel of the Fargo Police Department.